all people that have got interest should be involved in voter education. Why specifically give it to one organization? That's the feeling that we've got. Then the second issue, voter registration, the act itself, it says it gives 12 days after the nomination code for the voter registration. And to us, 12 days is a very short time for ZEC to compile a voter registration that is going to be credible. This act still recites all the powers to the constituency registrar. Therefore, it falls under the registrar general. We feel all this work must be done by Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and it should be independent. Not only independent, but to be self-dependent. If you look at the act, if you go further, it doesn't give the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to fire or hire the chief executive officer. Therefore, we feel this must be given, the ZEC must be given full authority. The other issue that we are raising is clause 24, the use of voter slips. If you can recall, there was an outcry on the voter slips that were used in the 31st July 2013 election, where people were passed to different areas to use the voter slip. We therefore feel that nobody should be allowed to use voter slips. The voter registration must be done, or people must be given identity cards to be registered voters. Those are the few things, but there are quite a number of issues. The Minister of Justice and Legal and Parliamentary Affairs should have actually made an effort to visit each and every district in Zimbabwe, seeking for information from other people on what they wanted to be added on this electoral amendment bill.